sized bank. There has to be some size at which this higher equity funding doesn't kick in. So there, there's different ways of doing it. We thought about not having as much of a cliff. That's another issue. Do you want to have it be more graduated? For this proposal, we decided to keep things really simple, so it's not time varying. There's lots of things. There's lots of as you put out in your model, you can make things more complicated or less complicated. Because it's less complicated, it's sort of less true. It has more faults, and it's less true to what people might actually want to do. But it has this. It's a little easier to explain. But I think if you're telling me, would we be better off with four $240 billion banks that are not systemically important relative to one $900 billion that is systemically important? We're making the assessment that yes, we'd be better off.
Yeah. I'm not a banker, but I've been watching this for 72 years. We seem to be in the business of war, and I haven't heard of the discussions that the Federal Reserve are involved in building equity in peacetime activities rather than war activities. And I was wondering, it seems to me that a stable investment into North Korea, who's got a huge amount of mineral wealth, would be a good investment to build equity for a bank. I just wanted to see if I could get a comment on war, as we've seen for 86 years, versus peace, which we might have a chance to do under this present interesting character.
I'm not sure if that was a metaphor or an exact question. I'm not trying to make fun. I'm not trying. I totally get it. I thought you were going to say something different, which was should we be building up? When is the right time to do this? So how about this? I'm going to change your question if you don't mind. So is this a good time to try to do a plan like this? So I should say one thing is in the plan, it's going to be graduated. Like, we're not going to say that people need to get to 22.5 in a year. We're going to give them some period of time over which to do it. And right now, actually, would be the time to do it, right? So when you want to be raising equity is in a good time, not in what if we're getting closer. So this seems like as good a time as it could be to try to move this forward. Is there a question over here? Yeah. Sorry. I was actually pointing the guy in the tie. I apologize.
Would you say that a one-sentence summary of your presentation would be, next time will not be different?
Next time will not be different. Correct. Under the current regime, next time will not be different. But I don't want you to take that away, because I don't want you to take that away, but I also want you to, I guess what I really, I'll give you a different one-sentence summary, which is, we have an opportunity. I'm folding under the pressure, but there are going to be two sentences. We have an opportunity right now to make sure that it will be different. That's the important part, is that it say Stan Fisher, when he was at the Fed, was particularly concerned that the U.S. didn't have any of those really at our disposal. I mean, we really have much fewer kind of macro tools than other banks, other entities do. We've got some stuff we can do on leverage around, right fee and stuff like that, but not much. So, you know, I do want to take seriously that those things can have effect, but I think there's a real open discussion now about how effective those would be. How much more time do I have? One more question.
Very naive question. What, under the 38% of the 23%,
yeah.
What is the return on equity of investment in banks expected to be if they go to that?
Well, I think it depends on how much risk they're going to take. Like, are they going to end up looking like utilities? Then you could sort of use, like, a utility model, and that would sort of be the return. But I think, that's a risk-adjusted return going to be. I think that was my point. That's the thing that matters.
Is that a utility bank?
Right, I guess that's what I was trying to get at.